This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
And this is the show where our kids jump over the box. It was so funny, TMB. You sent me this text picture of your son, who's grown great big and tall, jumping like 100 feet into the air, like in the outfield, to stop a ball from going over the fence. I think that's my interpretation of the picture. On the same day that I sent you a little video of my son doing 11-foot pole vault, which just was cool. So we've proven the opposite. White boys can jump.
We've proven, well, at least I've proven, that sons don't necessarily have to get their jumping ability from their father, too, because I certainly could never do that. But, yeah, it looks like Elijah and Bryce are both, they both got some hops, as they say today.
They got some hops. And by the way, in homeopathic terms, they've got Bryonia alba. That is awesome. So was that a picture of Bryce jumping to stop a fly ball from going over the fence? And that's sort of what it looked like.
Close. He actually was playing first base.
Oh.
And that was him jumping at first to try to catch a ball that the shortstop threw, and it was over his head.
Gotcha.
He must have been skying at least 10 feet. I mean,
oh, dude. Yeah, he was reaching up. I was impressed.
He's long already, and, you know, you reach up those long arms, then he's got the glove at the top of that, and then his feet were at least 2.5-3 feet off the ground. So
yeah,
it was a long stretch.
Get him. Do they have a baseball combine like the NFL does?
I don't think they do.
Yeah, find out how fast they are for first base and how high they can jump. I think this is evidence to some degree, because we've raised our children different from the way we were raised, right? I was, a pharmaceutically grown child. I was on chemically processed foods, fast foods, etc., and chronically ill. These kids that are raised more organically and non-GMO, they're doing things we couldn't do when we were kids.
Oh, definitely Bryce is. And I know Elijah's. I can't imagine. I watched that pole vault of Elijah today. He's amazing. So congrats, Elijah. Congrats, Bryce. All of our kiddos. We're proud of you.
Now I get to brag on my daughter. I'm holding up for the YouTube crowd. What do you call this? A grand jeté. Did I say that right? Sounds like something you get at Taco Bell. But it's a ballet move where you jump and you leap and you go into a split in the air. So, yeah, she's got jumping ability too, my daughter. So
well, she's not only got jumping ability, she's got some singing ability too. She's amazing.
Yeah, so we're bragging on our kids today. Everybody's joining in. It's family home time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Having a good time here. You know, we probably ought to get into some of these topics that people might be really concerned about instead of us being doting dads.
Well, okay.
There it is. We don't want everybody to relax and be happy, because any moment now, the killer flu pandemic is going to hit. According to this article in the Mirror in the UK, it could hit tomorrow. And 300 million people will drop dead. You know what? If it hasn't happened in 100 years, I'm not going to say it's never going to happen, but it's not the odds. It's not because it's overdue. It's not like a library book you haven't returned, TMB.
Well, the conditions are right. It could happen tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, we've got a good stockpile of vaccines for it.
Oh, yeah, and lots of scammy flu as well, right?
Yeah, flu vaccines, scammy flu. They've got all the medicines lined up for it. So, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath about this. I'm thinking it might be a little more likely that we're going to be hit by Planet Nibiru first.
Yes, that's right. The Nibiru planet. I don't know what kind of technology they have to kind of change course or not, but it'd be kind of silly for them to hit us because it'd be bad for them too. I don't know. People can't figure this out.
They'd all catch the flu. Yeah, they'd all catch the flu.
You're right. It's the Nibiru flu.
Yeah.
So when
this is just, Robert, this is just more the scare tactics. It's make people afraid, right? Jettison logic, make them afraid. So they'll take your pharmaceutical medications, the patented petrochemical medication. Yeah, roll it up. Just shut up and take the medicine.
Ty, this is something that it gets me when they use the term overdue, right? Experts have said, what experts? Probably the experts that Liam Sheff, our good buddy, was ripping apart in his book Official Stories. They're saying the world is overdue for a catastrophic flu. Now, again, I bring up the overdue library book example. It's not like something you checked out, you didn't return, now it's overdue. There has to be a reason, but unfortunately, in the allopathic reductionist mindset, it's about good luck and bad luck. It's about did you get exposed or didn't you? It has nothing to do with the human immune system. It has nothing to do with the function of the liver, the role of toxins, the microbiome, nothing. It's just, hey, one day we're going to wake up and we're going to be unlucky. We're all a bunch of victims, but that's how they dupe us into doing these stupid shots and drugs.
Well, that's true, Robert, but if you read between the lines in this story, they really kind of shot themselves in the foot because what they're talking about is the fact that it's going to be a pandemic. Why? Because the vaccine doesn't work. Why? Because the virus is mutating. And so they just admitted that the vaccines don't work.
Right.
Because if the virus is mutating, which they pretty much admit in this article, then it's not going to work on something, you know, a virus that was tracked down overseas 8-10 months ago before they manufactured the vaccine. The virus is mutated by then. They pretty much admit that the vaccine is worthless in this article, if you can read between the lines.
Well, and this to me is also more of the, how would we say, the destruction of their own flu shot for purpose. What is that purpose? They've been toying and teasing the idea of the so-called universal flu shot, Ty. Been hearing about it all season. The last few years, we've been, you know, talking about it. This year, they've ramped it up further. And, of course, the acknowledgement about how bad the flu shot is and mainstream media coverage of it, it causes me to pause and go, hey, why would they attack their own, you know, gravy train unless they got a new gravy train really close on the horizon? So I suspect that this fear-mongering then, you know, okay, we acknowledge the old ways didn't work, the egg-based flu shots don't work, so let's do the universal flu shot. It's genetically altered in some way. It's not grown in eggs, and this is going to save us all from this unlucky, overdue library book.
Pretty much. And they've already got it in the works, you said, right? It's being developed by a scientist at UCLA. Mm-hmm. So they're going to bring us one step closer to that the universal flu shot. What a blessed day for humanity that will be.
Right. You know, I think one of the if you talk about library books that you can check out and hopefully not bring back because you want to keep it and buy it, Fowl, Bird Flu. You know, it was like the bird flu scam. Sherry Tenpenny wrote that some years ago and all about the scam that it was then, and it's still a scam today. And they don't understand, like, what every flu season – I spend a lot of time on this show talking about what people are doing to their gastrointestinal system leading up to the winter months, right? All the holidays they have. The abuse of the microbiome precipitates a reduction in immune response activity, and then they succumb to anything, not necessarily what they catch, but from within that can be altered through what's known as pleomorphism. No discussion of that, even though in the scientific realm they know about it. But my gosh, that would alter the ability to do these shots that seem to be so profitable, but in reality are so damaging to the immune system.
And Robert, you just said pleomorphism. I don't think that's on your, it's not on your, the Robert Scott Bell quiz that you got from our good buddy Steve Feld, the game show. But pleomorphism, right? That's Antoine Bichamp term, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, this goes right into the heart of the law, the terrain that, the terrain manifests what grows there, basically. I'm looking if he used the term pleomorphism in here because you brought up Steve Feld and the silver hydrosol drinking game. I wonder if he used pleomorphism. Well, we'll have to ask Steve.
I don't remember seeing pleomorphism.
Yeah, we'll have to add that in because usually it's about the Hegelian dialectic.
Hey, there you go. Boom.
Everybody drink. Take a shot. Hey, take a shot of some organic greens. So I think because they also bring up the bird flu. It's going to be the birds. I mean, blame the birds. I mean, my goodness, they're only a few genes different from the velociraptors from Jurassic Park. So why not blame the birds, right? Hitchcock made them really scary. But maybe we could be saved because this is the era of superheroes. I don't know if Marvel's got this one in the can yet, but this is who we're going to call.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. But if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else who turned to call for Super Chicken.
Call for Super Chicken. All right, we're all safe.
You know, that's a funny story or a funny song, Robert. But here's what's interesting. I mean, I'm looking back at this article here in the Mirror.
Yeah.
And they group these things together that really aren't similar. So they say the last pandemic hit in 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
When swine flu emerged in Mexico.
Yes.
While the deadly Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 claimed up to 100 million lives. So that's. That's not a fair comparison because even the aggressive estimates that say that maybe a couple hundred thousand people died in 2009. And now they're comparing that to 100 million in 1918. You see the way they group those together, you're like, oh, boy, we could be just around the corner from another 100 million people dying epidemic when the reality is the last, quote, epidemic was 200,000 max, and I am very, very leery of those numbers. I think that the actual number of people that died was considerably less than that, but that's not comparing apples to apples here.
No, it's not, but it also brings to mind a very interesting song from our childhood. Give a listen to this.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
One of these things is not like the other.
Oh, come on.
One of these things doesn't belong.
You think so?
Each thing is not like the other. By the time I finish this song.
I remember that one.
You do, huh? That's our Sesame Street days, I believe. And
I remember that one, yeah.
And that's why we're so smart. If it wasn't for public broadcasting, government investments into Sesame Street, we would not know to be able... Wait a second. The vast majority of people that grew up on Sesame Street have no earthly idea what we're talking about right now. Not here, those that are watching and listening to the show, of course, you know. They're juxtaposing, they're cross-referencing improperly and trying to make things happen in your mind that aren't happening in reality. Even the so-called 100 or so 200,000 deaths, we find the vast majority of them are complications of what might have been a flu infection. Might have been. Because the vast majority... Up to 85 to 90% of all flu is not indeed flu, but just something that mimics the flu, flu-like manifestations. And if it's just like the flu, can we get a flu shot that's not a flu shot, but like the flu shot? What are they going to do? That's the question. We might answer it together. We got to talk cancer stuff, breast cancer stuff with Ty Bollinger coming up. It's Outside the Box time. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we intimated the truth about pet cancer. Coming up soon, we're talking to CNB on the break about his ridiculous schedule. Self-imposed to get it done. He's sleeping down in his office. I mean, he's just not leaving to get this thing done to make it the best that it can be. And I'm just, you know, so proud of you, my friend, for all of the dedication you have to get the word out and for our animal friends out there who are going to be hugging and kissing and tackling you and licking your face, right, when they know what you've done for them with the next edition coming out, The Truth About Pet Cancer, a few weeks away. So we'll obviously get you all some links in as soon as they're available.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a really well-finished out docuseries, taking a lot of work to get it where we need it to be. But it's really coming together. I'm excited about it. So, like I was telling you over the break, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train.
Hooray, not a train. Okay. Now, there is a freight train. It's called the Fear and Death Administration. It's coming to run you over. They're going to run you over with what? An approval for the first direct-to-consumer home test for the so-called breast cancer genes. Yes, that's right. You two can test at home for the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, despite the fact that they've been proven not to be breast cancer genes. Or did they not get the memo there at the FDA?
You know, they didn't get that memo, I think. I think that maybe Lumberg was busy in the break room drinking some coffee.
Yeah.
They did not get that memo. But, yeah, I mean, apparently they're not familiar with the field of epigenetics. Nutrigenomics, different ways that you can influence genetic expression. I guess that's just too updated for the FDA there, because they're still back in the, you know, Civil War times with the way that they're treating things.
Oh, man. Although it would be better, because remember the soldiers had homeopathic medical field kits, so they were actually better off then, other than, again, the adoption of Louis Pasteur's germ theory as gospel. That became a disaster for all of us in the Western world. Remember the folks that are the vaccine fanatics. They neglect to acknowledge the role of hygiene, sanitation, sewage, nutrition, as a real cause of reduction in disease manifestation and more resulting mortality associated with it. And now, instead of being a funny laugh, ha-ha, somebody got the measles on the Brady Bunch, it becomes the end of the world scenario. 100 million people are going to die, not only of bird flu, but measles, because Andrew Wakefield, right? It's the nonsense that still goes on in the mainstream media that we are counteracting, but, you know, we're small fries in this big pond, so to speak. And that's why YouTube is trying to censor the Hell's Ranger and Alex Jones and Twitter and, you know, and Facebook as well. Because obviously they don't want anybody to know anything but what they're telling them.
Yeah. Have you talked to Mike about what happened? Have you had him on?
Yeah. Well, we've talked off the air. I hadn't had him on, had not had him on this particular issue. But we've talked about it off the air. And it's, it's a real war against anything, not only from our holistic health perspective, but from a political perspective. If you're libertarian conservative and you believe in constitutionally limited government, oh, we can't have that. That's beyond the pale.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's freedom of speech is accepted as long as you agree with the left.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line is. And, you know, one of the things interesting, just totally change the subject here, but we're looking at the school shooting, you know, that happened down in Florida. And mm-hmm. I was watching some news last night, and, you know, the kid that was being interviewed was saying, you know, there's a lot of censorship down here of students. Because before we get on, you know, CNN or MSNBC or these other news stations that are trying to interview us, and I use news stations, you know, news lightly or loosely, not
news
really
speak.
News at all. It's just propaganda. But they vet them to make sure that they agree with the anti-gun, you know, grab guns perspective. Otherwise, they don't get interviewed. And the kid was saying, you know, down here at the school, we have a majority of kids are not for stricter gun laws, confiscation of guns, whatever. We just want our schools to be safe, but you don't get that perspective across the nation because the only ones that get on TV are the ones that share the same perspective of the news crew.
Yeah, you're right. And it's similar to this story on the Brick of Gene, the home test from 23andMe. Who are they interviewing to say, you know what, this is not a cancer gene? And what Ty Bollinger said is true about epigenetics and nutrigenomics, things like this that have more impact on whether breast cancer manifests. On top of wearing too tight underwire bras, which we had Sid Singer on years ago on this show talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting interviewed on that? It's the same thing. It's a control of the media. And the message that is empowering to you and to me, not allowed on CNN, ABC, NBC. Oh, NBC is going to say how vaccines are now safe because of that antigenic study that they did that didn't compare it to non-vaccinated individuals at all. So to me, it's meaningless.
It is. It is, but, you know, it just kind of reaffirms our position that most of the mainstream media, they've been purchased. They're bought off. It's not news anymore. It's just propaganda.
Well, and that's why, folks, Ty Bollinger is doing what he's doing with the truth about cancer, the truth about pet cancer, because we got to do an end around. We got to outcreate the old media and continue to come to you directly. So wherever we end up, no matter what the censorship is, we'll still be here for you. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com, including to organics.com with two X's at the end. Get your supplements now.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protective.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com. Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm looking at the show notes. Super Don, you picked a picture of me and TMB when we were kids. A few years back, remember when we were at the Sacred Fire of Liberty event with Jonathan Emord, TMB?
Yeah, I remember that. I haven't seen the picture yet. Are we in our tuxes there?
No, we were more casual. I just had a sport coat on. You had your nice, I don't know if it was a Casey Krejci inspired shirt or not, but you take a look and you see. But we look good in our youth. Look good. I don't know what happened since then.
I'll have to check it out, man. I'll have to check it out.
Yes, and we're going outside the box. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We also have supplements that you can trust, including the organic greens that we love and use in Super Don. You have yours? You're using it every day still, Super D? You want to make sure you keep up with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Okay. Got his organic greens coming in. Some of our lovable and humble listeners out there, and one of them, actually, Pat, I think, won a tub of that, which is awesome, a tub of goodness. If you want to know upcoming events, it's in the show notes as well. But the link up there is a big banner. Take you right to Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com, including the Metaplex, Daily Support for a Healthy Metabolism. Holding that up for everybody to see that's watching on YouTube. Now, back to the cancer thing. This is something that it's not new, but it's a new article about this. Overdiagnosis. When finding cancer can do more harm than good. I would argue that in more cases than not, TMB, and you let me know if I'm just way off my rocker on this, knowing that you have cancer, according to the medical doctors, years early, where they say, oh, it would be just great if we knew years early, because then we could do what? Are they going to counsel you on nutrition? Are they going to counsel you on detoxification? Are they going to have you eating organically? No! They're going to interfere like by removing body parts years ahead, or prophylactic chemotherapy, right? Tamoxifen for breast cancer. Is that the basis for this concept of, yeah, we're going to diagnose you early. It's going to be great. Except great for who? Great for them, because they're ending up hurting you earlier than you would have under their treatment and care.
Well, that's what we're finding consistently across the board with pretty much not just breast cancer, but with all different types of cancer. If you go in and you're diagnosed, which we're finding out that sometimes upwards of 50% of cancer diagnoses are actually incorrect. They're not necessarily cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see that with breast cancer. We see it with prostate cancer, many other cancers. They're going to start you on a treatment regimen that will ensure that if you didn't have cancer before, that you certainly do soon, because mm-hmm. the very treatments that they're using to treat it will cause it. And so, you know, like I said in the past, it's a beautiful business model for people that have no heart and soul and have no morals, they have no love for humanity. They're just looking to make a buck. But it's not a great business model if you're looking to help people, because the reality is these cancers can be prevented and even turned around naturally without doing this chemical assault to the body.
Yeah, but that also leads to not only the harm to the body, but how about the harm to the economic lifeblood of everybody that may be diagnosed? And my gosh, what are they going to do? If they go to traditional, what we now call traditional, unfortunately, allopathic oncology, chemo, radiation, surgery, it's not only the harm that it brings to your body. If it kills the cancer, it kills you too, right? What about the financial? Now they're using the term toxicity. I find this very intriguing. At Medical Express, Super Don found this. Financial toxicity of cancer treatment, an underestimated problem. This is a CP hat kind of thing. They didn't teach you about financial toxins, did they?
No, they didn't. But I think that this, there's a valid point here, because the reality is that people are, it does, you know, eat into your wallet when you're having to treat cancer. It causes a total change of lifestyle a lot of times. I can't remember what the most recent statistic is, but the one that I was quoting a decade ago was that your average cancer patient is going to generate anywhere from $750,000 to $1 million for the cancer industry.
Mm.
Okay. Now, granted, not all of that comes out of the pocket of a cancer patient. If you've got great insurance, you know, it's coming from the insurance company. You're still going to be paying the deductibles. But if you got great insurance, which, you know, a lot of times that's one of the worst things you can have, as you've mentioned many times in the past. That's what Jay Matthews told us about him and his daughter, Selena Matthews.
Had
the best coverage. So they threw all the different toxic treatments at him, and it resulted in a much worsening of the disease. So, you know, I'm not saying that cancer patients don't necessarily have to foot the whole bill, but there can be a lot of financial toxicity that results from these cancer treatments. Because not only the finances that you would spend upwards, you know, initially upon the treatment, but I think that one of the things that may be overlooked is just the way that the treatments affect your well-being. You know, many people are not able to work. They're not able to think. You've got chemo brain, chemo fog. You know, your mental acuity declines after treatments. And so it really can create a downward spiral of not just your finances, but your whole life in general.
Who was it that we had on Super Don? And I think we both met him at The Truth About Cancer, this guy who was helping people to finance the alternative, if you will, the natural methods that are not covered by insurance, that if people had life insurance, there was a way that they could get anywhere with 50, 60, 70, 80, even 90% as opposed to 20%, right, out. And that concept of helping folks to take that leap, because sometimes, you know, the non-invasive therapies, but going through the medical treatments of an alternative that can be expensive as well, which are not covered. And I was thinking, how do we help those people?
Well, yeah, and I, that's the man's name, I think you met him down in Orlando, Marcus Ellis.
Yes, and, yeah, we had him on a few weeks ago, in fact.
Oh, did you? Did
yeah.
you? That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, Marcus is a great guy, and he spoke there at the Orlando conference briefly about, you know, I can't remember what they call it, when you sell your life insurance back and you get a percentage of the cash surrender value so that you can then finance treatments. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great option for people because if you don't do, you know, and it's not, for, it's natural treatments. So if you don't do something, you know, maybe you don't even ever get a chance to use that life insurance. So it's a great option for people that have some cash surrender value built up in their life insurance policy that they can actually go and take, you know, a percentage of that. You know, I think it's typically anywhere from, well, it's, there's not a typical because it depends upon the life of the policy and all that and your age.
Right.
But maybe an average 50 to 60 cents on the dollar, you can pull that cash out now and you can use that for natural treatments. It's a wonderful option for people that don't have money to do it.
Yeah, and of course, we would prefer that you take lifestyle shifts now, long before there's anything manifesting that can be diagnosed in any way, shape, or form. And of course,
and
that might...
You know what, Robert, it just came to me. It's called a viatical settlement. Viatical settlement is what they're called.
Viatical.
Yep.
All right. It has nothing to do with the Viatican.
It has nothing to do with the Viatican, but it's called
okay.
a viatical settlement, yeah.
All right. The Pope's not involved in this one.
It's just a way to, that you can finance your cancer treatment with the cash surrender value of your life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are other things that you can do, as I said, by eating cleaner food. People say, oh, it's too expensive to eat that way, Robert. I say it's too expensive not to. I've done that. I've done the cheap food, and it resulted in chronic diseases from the age of 0 to 24 before I turned my life around by eating better, by eating more quality, eating the way our ancestors ate, more closely aligned with that, now even growing my food, which has been a big boon and benefit. So that leads us to some other thought forms here in terms of how are we going to move forward on this. And I think some of our listeners are smart in this way.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
My mom, Grandma Mickey, she's going to love this one, Ty Bollinger. Our buddy, listener, longtime listener, Roy, he writes in. He says, hey, Robert, every week or two for the past several months now, I have been sending you both comments and questions, and you have been kind enough to respond to them all. I do this mostly on Wednesdays in the hope of getting Ty's opinion, too, in addition to yours. Yeah, mine's not good enough. You need Ty as well. I agree. Balance mine out with Ty.
Good for you, Roy.
Yes. Today's comment relates to exercise, he says. This is where my mom's going to love this. Roy says, from 2007 to 2012, I lived in the Kissimmee, Orlando area, and my girlfriend and I would go out dancing in Central Florida almost every night. We'd hit the ballroom and Latin dances in the early evening and then move on to the nightclubs until 2 a.m. At the ballroom dances, they have mixers in which most of the guys get to dance with most of the ladies. I think it's entirely possible that I may have danced with your mom a few times back then, he's telling me. I don't know if my mom was at the events in Orlando, mostly up in Atlanta, but I'll ask her later. But I didn't become aware of you and your radio show until late 2013. I think part of today, and Roy continues, I think part of today's obesity crisis is the fact that the only exercise much of today's generation gets is with their thumbs, right? My girlfriend and I had so much fun dancing that we didn't think that much about all the exercise benefits we were getting. I think it's critically important to really enjoy whatever exercise you do, and that your mom's dancing is a big part of why she's doing so well at her age, 84, Roy. And then he has a P.S. He says, I think you missed my main acronym point last week when I said, as fantastic as that silver product works, they would never have named it Silver Hydrosol Intensive Therapy. Okay, I get it now, Roy. Thank you for that. If you do that acronym, no, it wouldn't make sense to how good that stuff really is. Anyway, Roy, to Roy's point, TMB, finding something that you enjoy doing. It's like people go off into the gym and they hate it, right? It's like, yeah, your attitude about your exercise is going to take away from the exercise.
Yeah, you've got to enjoy it. Now, you know, granted, when I was working out, I loved going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the time that I used to, but if I did, I still like working out. But you're right.
Yes.
You have to do something that you enjoy. Roy made me laugh there when he said, you know, maybe the worst thing that they could do is get a blister on their thumb. It reminds me of that song by Dire Straits. Remember, Money for Nothing?
Oh,
you got a
money,
blister
yeah.
on your thumb. Yeah,
exactly. Those rock and roll musicians.
Yeah,
so
you got a blister on your thumb. But, yeah, you got to enjoy what you do. Stay active. And that's the problem. I mean, that's one of the things that I got across the board from the veterinarians that I interviewed for pets,
yeah.
the pet cancer documentary, is that, you know, not only are Americans or are people suffering from a sedentary lifestyle, but pets are too, because they, a lot of times, if the owner sits inside all day long and watches TV and does nothing, so does the pet. And so the pets are not exercising. And so we have, I can't remember the percentages, but I think it's over 50% of American pets are considered to be obese.
Wow. Wow. We've got a svelte little kitten cat, and she, I like to chase her around the house. I love it, especially when you sneak up on them and scare them, and they're on like a tile floor, because they spin out like they're a car. They're like, until they get traction. But they actually, at least this cat loves it. She loves to be chased, and it's fun. But the idea, again, fun exercise. My gardening is fun. I love to do the mountain biking. When I had access to the gym to do boxing, I do still some on my own, but I'd love to be reconnected to that. There was great joy in that, and your body responds accordingly. And for my mom and for Roy, for those of you who love to dance, my gosh, is that an incredible exercise. And, yeah, you're right. My mom's a great living example about how she can outdance people 30 years her junior.
Oh, that's great. You know, I didn't know that you got into boxing. Brianna loves to do that too. She's into Krav Maga, and she comes down here. We got a punch bag down here, and I'll hear her in the gym down here kicking and punching. So she loves to do that too. So it's important to move, and it's important to do something that you like.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. When we come back, doing some more Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, I want you to go check out Organics on the break and get you some supplements that we take here on the show. But what are they claiming Putin is behind now? Right? Nobody can have an independent idea if it disagrees with the left unless Putin told them to do it. We're going to find out what that is after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up to the truth about pet cancer as well.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatment, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks122.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks122.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks122.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Maybe I'm just a diva, but here we go. At least it's Van Halen. Rocking the health world with my good buddy TMB. That's Ty Bollinger. Truth About Cancer, we co-wrote Unlock the Power to Heal, which is still cranking up. People are still buying it and digging it and loving it and guiding themselves back to health, learning about a little bit of the history, and it's so much fun when we get together. And as I said, coming up now in a few weeks, we'll give you the details as soon as they're available. The Truth About Pet Cancer is going to be released. Super D, thank you for making it sound so good and all the great, what we call them, theme songs that I continually ask for, occasionally get to use. Makes it fun. And thanks to TMB, he's pumping iron without steroids.
I'm pumping iron right now.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it's going on. So I know what you're prepping for because Putin has hired all of us to do, I don't know, something. I mean, last week it was to be against GMOs. Really? We couldn't figure out that GMOs were bad for us until Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, told us, hey, yeah, that's bad. Okay, now we're on board, Putin, right? How do you salute comrades? Now, this week, we're not real favorable toward fracking. Not because we figured out it poisons the groundwater, but because Putin told us it's not good. And that's the latest, apparently, in Congress. They're claiming that Russia is behind any anti-fracking sentiment. And the irony there is that it's people on the left, politically, are more inclined to be anti-fracking. Not exclusively, because true conservatives that care about their local environment would say, you know, I don't want you pumping those toxic chemicals into our groundwater. I know oil's important and all, but, right? But, of course, it's not because of that. It's because Putin told us to believe it.
Robert, you're letting logic and the facts get in the way of a really good argument here. So don't do that. Stop thinking. If there's something that's bad that's happening, then it's Putin's fault, or it's Trump's fault, or it's Putin and Trump because they collaborate on everything. So stop with the logic. Stop trying to deduce how this doesn't make sense. Stop thinking and just believe what you read.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they want us to do. That's absurd. that Congress thinks that Russia's behind the anti-fracking. Really? Because the reality is that the fracking is destroying a lot of the United States. It's sure getting some oil out, but destroying a lot of our natural lands, and a lot of our natural resources are getting infiltrated, so to speak. And
right.
So why would Russia want us to stop that? I mean, unless if they were teamed up with us like the Congress wants us to believe, like the mainstream media wants us to believe, they would want us to continue that. Right.
Well, from an environmental destruction perspective, you know, there is one thing I could get from Russia's perspective, because of fracking, we're producing more oil than they are. And of course, economically, that puts them at a little bit of a disadvantage. Whoever produces the most and can export the most, that's good. So if that is an argument, I could say it's legitimate, but it still doesn't mean the reason people are opposed to fracking here in America is because Putin doesn't want us to frack. Right? That's the silliness of this. Everything's about Putin. He's got like he's an omniscient being from planet Nibiru. He's not. And so to keep playing that up, that means more, of course, obvious fake news in the mainstream media.
It does. But, hey, you know, I think fake news and mainstream media, that's redundant, right? You yourself, because that's all they do is fake news.
At this point, it is truly an oxymoron. You're right. You're right. So, TMB, I hesitate to ask you this because you're buried up to your ears in the truth about pet cancer that's going to be released soon. But is there a tour schedule, any event that you're going to be at that people want to go, I want to see Ty. Where's Ty going to be?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
We're still working on location for our live event this year. I don't know where that's going to be, but we're actively trying to get that nailed down. So that'll be the big one. Other than that, we're not going to Toronto this year. Which is a big event that we've spoken at in the past. That's actually the same week that Bryce has his end of year baseball tournament. So I'm not.
But folks, just because Ty's not going, that's not an excuse for you not to go. Because I'm still going to be there. Half of the TMB RSV team will be there. All right.
Yeah.
And listen, I can hug. I know that Ty and Charlene hug. I can hug. We can hug it out.
Hey, you know, and it's too bad, too, because that is a great event. We'd love that event. It's not going to work out this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, and Del Bigtree, and Dr. Tony Jimenez. So come and see us in Toronto early May. We'll get you that information as well coming up. Folks, we're out of time. This is time where TMB lets you know what you need to know, because we got to go.
You got to remember that the power to heal is yours.
And Leaf, jump high!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Boom!
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.